The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Taf Yud Aleph. The Gemara over here in Megillah discusses the Cheshbon Achashverosh made when he decided that there was a nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch would rebuild the Beis HaMikdash 70 years after its destruction, and different kings made their own cheshbonis when the 70 years were up. The Gemara says that Baal Shetzar, the Pasuk says he made a big party because according to his cheshbon the 70 years were up, and once he saw that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt, Kleiser wasn't brought back to Eretz Yisrael, so he threw a big party. He took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and he used them. And the Gemara says he was punished, and that night he was killed. And then the Gemara says that Achashverosh made his own cheshbon, and when the 7 years were up, he also made a party because he said Kleiser wasn't redeemed. And the Gemara says, he took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, v'shtamish behu, and he used them, b'sotan v'rikid b'neim harag is Vashti. And because of that, he got punished and Vashti was killed. So the implication of the Gemara is that because he used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, something which he was not supposed to do, that's why he was punished and that's why Vashti was killed. But later on, the Gemara, in Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, we find, not only during this party did he use the actual kelim, the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Baharoisei es oish kwein mahusei vesikar teferes gidulosei, Om Rabbi Yosi Barchanino, Malami chalavash bigde kuhuna, Ksivhacha yikar teferes gidulosei, Ksivhasan lachavi lusafaris, that Achashverosh himself wore the bigde kuhuna. And the Gemara over there says that Achashverosh wore the bigde kuhuna. The Gemara makes no mention that there was some punishment involved with wearing the big day kahuna. The question is, what's the difference between the fact that Achashverosh used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and the fact that he wore the big day kahuna? Why is it that for wearing the big day kahuna we don't find any punishment, but for using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash we find there was a punishment? So in fact, the Gemara in Nedarim, and the Gemara says that Baal Shetzer was punished because he used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that even though the Pasuk says Uvo bo pritzim chilalua, the Pasuk says that when the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that they went into the Beis HaMikdash, that caused the Kedusha that rested on the Beis HaMikdash to disappear. When the Gemara darshens this pasuk, that the kedusha that rested on the Beis HaMikdash went away because the goyim went into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that Baal Shetzer was punished for using the kelim Beis HaMikdash, even though we have this concept that the kedusha of the kelim disappeared. What does that mean, that the kedusha of the kelim disappeared? Why would Baal Shetzer be punished if there was no kedusha? So the pasuk of Shat in the Gemara is that there was some Kedusha remaining. And yet, Baal Shetzar was punished, even though it wasn't 100% as much Kedusha as it had originally. So, therefore, the Gemara makes the Kal V'Chaimer the Gemara wants over there. So the Sefer HaMaknin Kedushin on Daf Nezalim and Aleph says that based on this Gemara, we can understand the difference between Big Day Kahuna and the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash as regarding our Gemara by Achashverosh. Because the rule of the Gemara, Baboba Pritzin Chalulua, says the Hamakne, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that only applies to things that have Kedushas Haguf. Things that are inherently of themselves, they have Kedusha, and they're supposed to be used, like Karbonis, they have Kedushas Haguf, they're supposed to have certain things done with them in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Big Day Kahuna do not have Kedushas Haguf. Says the Hamakne, that the Big Day Kahuna, all they have is a kedusha of kedushas damim. They have the kedusha that they're bought. You take money from Bet Gabayis, from the Beis Hamikdash, and they buy the Bigdei Kahuna, but it's not an inherent and intrinsic Kedusha. It's only a Kedusha's Domen. It's only a lower level of Kedusha because it was bought, it was purchased from something that had Kedusha. Therefore, says the Hamakna, since the Kedusha that the Klei HaMikdash, the utensil the Beis HaMikdash had, was much stronger than the Kedusha that the Bigdei Kahuna had, that's why we find that Ahasuerus was punished for using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, but he was not punished for using, for wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. This is the Pshat of the Hamakna, how he answers this Kash. However, the Hamakna himself points out that this fact, this halacha, that the Bigdei Kahuna do not have the same Kedusha as the Klei HaMikdash, and their Kedusha is a lesser form of Kedusha, it's only Kedusha's Domim, is actually a Machlokes Rishonim over there in that Gemara and Kedusha on Daf Nun Aleph and Aleph. The Tosis in Kedusha over there says clearly that the Bigdei Kahuna do have Kedusha's Aguf. The Hamakna, when he says this Pshat, is going according to the Shita of the Ritva in Kedusha. The Ritva in Kedusha disagrees with Tosis, and the Ritva over there says clearly that the Bigdei Kahuna do not have Kedushas Aguf, they only have Kedushas Domim. The machloik is between Taisus and the Ritva, whether Bigdei Kahuna have Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas Domim, is also brought down in the Mishnah Lamalach and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Parakhes. And he discusses different questions that he has on different Shitas. And Hamakna, when he discusses this Sugya, he says that this Gemara and Megillah would seem to fit better with the Shita of the Ritva, it would be a right to the Ritva, not like Taisus, because we see that there's a difference between Bigdei Kahuna and Klei HaMikdash. So then the question is the opposite. The question is that according to the sheets of the Tosis, we still have our Kasha. If Bigdei Kahuna have Kedusha Saguf, and they have the same level of Kedusha as the Klei HaMikdash, so what's the difference between Bigdei Kahuna and Klei HaMikdash? Why is it that on one of them we find a punishment for using them, and the other one we do not? The truth is that when the Gemara in the Dorim says that Valshetzer was punished, even though it says that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was nullified, it was pakat, disappeared, the truth is that this Gemara is also a sugya in Avodah Zarah and Dafan Beis and Beis. And in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there's a machloikis, how to learn pshat, machloikis between the Balamor and the Mulchamis, the Ramban and Mulchamis. The machloikis is that the Gemara says clearly that the Beis HaMikdash itself, its kedusha could be lost when the goyim go inside the Beis HaMikdash. However, the question is, do the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, the utensils that are inside the Beis HaMikdash, do they lose their kedusha also when the goyim go into the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say that the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are not like the Beis HaMikdash itself, and even when the goyim come into the Beis HaMikdash, the kedusha still stays? The opinion of the Ramban and Muhammad over there is that the Kli Sharis, the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash, still have the Kedusha, even though the Boba Pritzim, even though the Goyim still went in. L'chayra, the Hamakne, that says this Pshat, that there's a difference between things that are Kli HaMikdash and Bigdei Kahuna, L'chayra, the Hamakne's Pshat is going according to the sheet of the Ramban, who says that the Klei HaMikdash still have Kedusha. So therefore, the reason why Belshazzar was punished was because he was using something that had Kedusha, and that's why he deserved the punishment. Whereas Bigdei Kahuna, their Kedusha is less, so therefore we don't even say that their Kedusha would stay. Once the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, and their Kedusha, you could be paided and get rid of their Kedusha, so therefore Ahasuerus wasn't punished. However, according to the opinion of the Balamar learns in Avodah Zarah that the Kedusha of Kli Sharis also disappeared when the Goyim went into the Beis HaMikdash, and there was no Kedusha left at all. Now, once we say that the Kedusha of the Klei HaMikdash disappeared when the Goyim went in, so today, what would be the difference between Bigdei Kahuna in the Klei HaMikdash? So the time of Ahasuerus wore the Bigdei Kahuna and he used the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, neither one has Kedusha. So again, there's no place to say the teretz of the Hamakna that there should be a difference between the Klei HaMikdash and the Bigdei Kahuna. So if we say if you hold like the opinion of Tosfos, that Tosfos says that the Bigdei Kahuna also have Kedusha Saguf and they have the same level of Kedusha of Klei HaMikdash, so the Tosfos doesn't necessarily have to learn like the Machamis. We'll say that Tosfos holds like the Balamar, that they're the same. What do we have left? The only problem is we left with our original question, that the Gemara says that Achashverosh was punished for using the Klei HaMikdash, and he was not punished for using the Bigdei Kuhuna. The truth is that it's not necessarily muchach that Achashverosh wasn't punished for the fact that he wore the Bigdei Kuhuna. True that the Gemara discusses that and says that he was punished for using the Klei HaMikdash, and the Gemara doesn't say he was punished for using the Bigdei Kuhuna. But it could be possible that when the Gemara was discussing that he wore Bigdei Kuhuna, the Gemara wasn't talking about the context of being punished. When the Gemara was discussing that Achashverosh used the Klei HaMikdash and he was punished because he used the utensil Klei HaMikdash, the Gemara was highlighting the fact that Abal Shetzer had already done this and nothing good came out of it. He was punished. And Achashverosh used it again, like the Gemara Darsh is the Kalim Yikalim Shainim. And the Gemara says that somebody's already tried using the Klei HaMikdash and he was punished because of that. And now you're doing it again, you're also going to get punished. However, it doesn't necessarily follow that there would be no reason to get punished for using the Bigdei Kuhuna, and therefore it's not mucha to learn like the Pshat of the HaMakna at all.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.